Okay, Natalie, you did such a cracking job leading us through the Colonel's corn fusing maze there. I think you take point on this particular area here. And Katrina has the utmost faith in your good self, because I've already been singing your praises and saying, you know, you're the finest graduate you could actually sort of wish to get lost in a maze with from an MA in International Business Journalism. What is it? MSc you got?
MSc
in Business Journalism at the University of Leeds, and prior to that, BA in Journalism. Natalie's in charge. Do you have faith, obviously, Katrina?
I do, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm glad you do,
because I don't.
Well, I don't think Jill does either, do you, Mum?
Not after Bruges. Is that some sort of code or thing?
Got lost in Bruges, you know.
Well, it is Belgium. Anyway, moving on from that point of view, as we can see, we've also got the Cornmobile, which was set up there, the stretch limo, which Natalie has been saying we should be really making use of, really. I think this is the stretch limo location. And Katrina, just talk to us about what you can see at present.
Well, as you said, there's the Cornmobile straight ahead. There's water walls just to the left. To the right, we've got what looks like a bouncy castle section with a big marquee over the top. We've got a sand pit, we've got a climbing frame. It's all very exciting. I wish I was a bit younger so I could be allowed on to play.
You can always use the press pass to actually go on. Exactly, that's the official thing. Just feel free, we'll support you in every sense of the word. It's always very good.
It does look fun though, yeah. I agree.
It's certainly an extraordinary well laid out attraction, and I can appreciate why it's won so many awards, and hats off.
The Cobstacle course. It looks great.
There are more puns in a York maze than you get in most sort of areas, etc. And I see we actually have your own digital camera that's actually out there as well. It's very impressive.
I'm just taking a picture for the other half to show them that adults can go on it as well, as a good excuse to come again.
Yeah, you could always use Photoshops and all the rest of bits and pieces.
Exactly.
That's what it's there for. So we're looking at a little bit of the history of the York Maze here, and Natalie, just talk us through sort of previous years as far as the York Maze is concerned. Our first one was actually 2006.
Oh, did you come to that one, Alex? Yeah. Ah, yeah, it was the 2006, the Star Trek Maze, and the 2008, the New York Maze. That looks a good one. And we've got 2007 James Bond Maze, and next to that is the 2012, the Mayan Maze, which I remember coming to. Yeah,
exactly. That Mayan Maze, which of course, as you're regularly aware, Natalie, between yourself, Phil Leonis, Dean Hagland, Ilana Ray and myself, and indeed I think Katrina, you're part of that as well. We saved the world, we saved the universe, we did that 25-hour marathon.
We did, yes, we did do that. It was great fun, wasn't it, Alex?
Exactly so. Ed Wellman, I'm sure if he was with us today, that's not to say he's actually died, he's just in Essex. Actually, it's more of one of the same thing, really. So a different line there. Katrina, can you remember which your mazes you've attended with me?
Definitely did the Star Trek maze. Mm-hmm. And then we came to the James Bond maze.
Of course.
I believe we had a hand in helping.
We did indeed.
Just a suggestion for 2007. Yes. We may have done the Doctor Who maze.
That was last year. We didn't do the Doctor Who maze.
I came on my own in that case.
Well, there we are, you see. Yes.
And what else have I done? I think I came to the Harry Potter maze. Yeah. As well.
Yes, we did. We checked out how you were. There we are, some of those amazing facts. Okay, let's take our courage in our hands here and put our green buckets on our heads. Well, one instance, and make our way through the maze as we begin to actually launch from this system. Once again, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting in association. I see the TARDIS is there. We should really do a shot of yourself by the TARDIS, actually. It's always good to have a gratuitous TARDIS shot. In fact, we'll do that now, really, because it's time and relative dimensions in space. We've just heard those immortal words, "I'm scared," by Natalie. Natalie, you've got nothing to be afraid of, except fear itself. We're on the observation platform, so talk to us about what we can see at present.
Just a lot of maze.
Excellent. And if we
not many paths. Maybe as we delve into it, we'll find them, but I can just see one.
Good news is the gravity seems to be okay, so no real problems as far as gravity is concerned. Perception seems to be all right. But Katrina, we can see obviously images of Jeff Boycott, the White Rose of Yorkshire, Brian Blessed and Jeremy Clarkson.
We can indeed. And it looks like we start on the right hand side and move through all three.
What better way than to start with Brian Blessed? That's fantastic. It works so perfectly well for radio. Using the technology that's at our fingertips, Natalie is already taking a photograph of the maze map here.
I know it might sound like I'm cheating, but it's just in case I have a sort of panic attack mid-maze and need to get out quick.
It's she's always thinking, Natalie, always on the case. It's very impressive from that point of view. Jill, do you think that it looks fairly straightforward here?
Oh, yeah, it's quite simple. I mean, let's face it, you've only to listen for Jeff Boycock, and you're bound to find your way through.
It's all to do with the batting, apparently. All to do with the batting. And once again, as our maze meister, of course, Tom Pearcey said earlier today, don't select these people as the greatest ever Yorkshireman. They just happen to be the most outspoken living Yorkshireman that he could actually think of to actually work through that. I still like Jeremy Clarkson's line, I am in a field, which was his quote he provided, or something like that. I might be paraphrasing it.
Sounds about right.
Who's your favourite, Katrina, in terms of those three folk? Brian Blessed, Jeremy Clarkson or Jeff Boycott?
I think Jeremy Clarkson.
Really? Shocker from Selby there coming through. Jeremy Clarkson and Natalie?
I don't know, really.
Whose head would you most like to wander through?
Probably Jeremy Clarkson.
Good heavens. Yeah. And Jill?
Well, as Jeff Boycott's mother lived in the same village that I grew up in, I'm going with Jeff Boycott.
Good to see a bit of loyalty coming through on that sort of basis. Okay then, girls, let's make our way through this and see how far we get before Natalie Leon's screaming for the exit.
For the practice.
Now, the great news about this is that this year, unlike previous years where there have been various presenters from Minster FM who have been doing these questions, this year it's Tom Pearcey himself who's become our maze master. And Natalie, we're right over there to push the Colonel's nose.
Brilliant.
Hi there, guys. It's Farmer Tom here, and I've come along to ask you the questions for the Colonel's Quiz Trail, so I hope you're ready for it. Question one today. One of our straight-talking Yorkshiremen in the maze is none other than Doncaster lad Jeremy Clarkson. My first question is, what is Jeremy's middle name? If you don't know the answer, you can find it hidden under the number one sign. Good luck.
Katrina, can you help us with that?
I don't know. We're going to have to find the number one sign.
Oh, no. Natalie? So,
yeah, I don't know it either, Alex.
Jill?
Not a clue.
Right, well, it's number one, then. And so it goes. Must be very tiring for Tom to actually keep having his nose pushed there and reciting the same question time and time again. But I suppose that's the sort of stamina that he actually has. Once again, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting on location in association with Farm and All Nutritional Supplements Limited at the York Maze 2014. And... well, we're heading for sign number one. Natalie, where are we going?
Just follow the people in front, I say.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If I'm ever driving and I don't know where I'm going, I'll just follow the car in front.
Is this what she did in Bruges, Jill? Yeah.
I just cannot.
I don't want to say what she did in Bruges. I mean, was she on the right side of the road?
She'd been the previous year with friends and she said, oh, I know the way to it. So I relied on her.
As you would, yeah, quite clearly.
I don't know where she was taking me, but it certainly wasn't the centre.
Right. I see you've obviously got your YouTube video stuff out as well here. I'm very impressed, Katrina. You've become a technological whiz here.
I have, sort of.
Okay, let's make our way through this whole area.
Well, number one's down there, so I reckon if we go that way, and then round a bit.
And there you are. If you're listening to this and you've actually downloaded it as a podcast to help you through the nose, through
way,
the maze.
That way,
yeah, and down this way a bit. That will actually help you. Well done. We have now actually made our way to the outside of Brian Blessed's head, which I'm sure that even Sam Jones and Melody Anderson in the Dina De Laurentiis movie Flash never quite actually experienced. And of course he is an actor, doing a whole range of other things as well. Have we found the answer to this question though? Have we found number one?
We can see the sign for number one over the top.
It's always good. The sign for number one has been spotted. And as I have to say, he decided to carry the bucket now, which is always very good. Reminiscent in many ways of the traditional British seaside holiday, modelling the whole thing through. Perhaps I should actually have a hanky tied in four corners over my head just to sort of add to the quality of lines.
Well, that'd be a great silly hat, Alex, actually. I don't know why you didn't think of that before.
Well, I thought I'd go flat cap for these, because tradition from that point of view, ever onwards. So the answer to that question, which has been vexing us since we started this journey through the outside of Brian Blessed, is what, Jill?
Charles.
Yes, the middle name for the aforementioned one. Natalie Stewley written that detail down. Shall we push the nose again?
Yes, I'll do the honour.
So, well done for finding number one. Jeremy's middle name is Charles, if you didn't already know. So the answer you need is the letter C. So if you take the letter C and put it in the first box on your quiz sheet, okay? Right, I'm now going to hand over to a rather noisy Yorkshireman to ask the second question. So get ready. Here he comes.
Well, I'm that rather loud Yorkshireman, Brian Blessed, and I star in The Maze this year. But what 1960s cop show did I also star in? The answer is Under the Number Two.
I would say Z Cars for American audiences, but I'll go with Z Cars, obviously. Yes, absolutely. Brian Blessed in Z Cars. Worth getting out on DVD.
You've got it on DVD?
You can get it on DVD and download it from YouTube.
Brilliant. Great news.
Exactly. Right. So on to that.
Like straight ahead for number two.
I'm the third straight talking Yorkshireman in The Maze this year. I've scored plenty of runs in test matches. The question is, though, how many thousands of runs did I score in total? The answer is under the number three.
Nice easy one there, Natalie. You should have that instantly to hand, I would have thought.
I'll just call my dad, he'll know.
Katrina?
I was just going to say, I'm a phone a friend as well.
Yeah. And Jill?
Yeah, it's have to be phone a friend with me.
I think it's very impressive the way that Tom has done classic impersonations of both Brian Blessed and Jeff Bycott's. Wonderful. Only kidding, Tom. I'm very impressed with the diligence by which you've been writing down all the answers, Natalie. It shows true commitment to the cause.
Thank you, Alex. And then, so the answer to number three is 8, because he scored a total of 8,114 runs. Shall I press the button?
Go on.
Brilliant. You found your way to platform number three, and I'm going to introduce Geoffrey Boycott again to give you the answer to his question. Here you go.
Answer number three. I scored 8,114 runs during my test match career. So put an 8 in the third answer box on your sheet.
There you go. The third answer is number 8. Thank you very much, Geoffrey. Okay, question number 4. Jeremy Clarkson is never shy to give his opinion on matters, and his opinions are very often controversial. But in his opinion, what is the best car in the world at the minute? If you don't know the answer, it's hiding under the number 4 sign. Good luck.
So far we see CZ8Y. Makes no sense whatsoever to me. There we are.
Yeah, it's some cryptic code.
Katrina, any thoughts on CZ8Y?
I don't know. Cryptic code, like you say.
Looks like a car registration number, but who knows?
It's just a code to open a postbox at the end of the maze, Alex, actually. So, yeah.
It is a code.
Yeah, it is a code.
Well, astonishingly, Katrina, obviously you've got your fan club out today because we seem to have attracted a lot more human beings en route here.
I wouldn't say they were a fan club.
Well, I don't know. They've been very quiet, very well behaved.
We've managed to follow them because they knew where they were going. That's
I thought they were following us, surely.
Maybe a bit of both.
Well, you can also sort of reveal that after a long time, whilst Natalie and her mum, Jill, walk upstairs, that for a good 4 or 5 years I was confusing Jill with Carol, who of course is
my mum.
I also thought Jill would have been Scottish. I couldn't quite understand why she was speaking with a Yorkshire accent. But that, of course, is because your mum, Carol, is...
My mum is Scottish.
Exactly. You see, it's easily sorted out. And finally, we can actually put that one to bed. So great stuff there. So what are your thoughts on the York Maze 2014, then, as we make our way to number 5? We've set the team to obviously get answer number 6 sorted through there. What are your thoughts?
I'm absolutely loving it, and it helps that it's such an amazing day as well. So, well, there's some clouds, but it's beautiful blue sky, lots of sun. Lovely and warm.
Hats and sunscreen, obviously, to the fore here.
Definitely, yes.
And we haven't talked about your own headwear today, of course, which is great to see, of course, being Mad Hatter's Day today.
It is Mad Hatter's Day, and I managed to find out a bit of a random trilby that I'd forgotten I had. It was either that or lots of hot bobble hats, which I thought would be a bit too hot for this time of year.
Exactly. I think, you know, as ever, the correct sartorial elegance. And whilst we're waiting for the Tux to actually return with their questions and response to the next thing, where are the Abbey Bells performing over the month of August?
I think we'll be doing some busking in York at some point. Other than that, I think it's going to be a pretty quiet month.
So lots of time for location reports then?
Yeah, definitely.
And there's a palpable sense of excitement in the air as Natalie begins to inscribe the final part of the code. You must be very proud of your daughter.
Very, that she's managed to achieve this. Obviously, all the money we've wasted on her education hasn't been a total waste.
That's not a good thing to say when you've actually got a university academic here, in terms of education is never a waste of money because it always works through that. I just want to sort of counteract that slightly. It's okay, you know, a bit of controversy here. That's what happens when you have a Manchester United supporter on the side. Anyway.
Yorkshire people were always controversial.
Exactly. Katrina. Yeah, obviously that's the official line for Jill to be in the maze next year, as indeed, you know, outspoken Yorkshire women of our time.
Oh, definitely.
So, Katrina, success. Did you have faith in Natalie all the way from the moment you actually sort of met her first time today? Do you think, yeah, she's going to lead us all the way through?
Yes, definitely.
With a little bit of help from your sort of photographic sort of Insta camera there, which is always great. Natalie?
I think that Katrina did most of the work. I just followed, really. Yeah.
But you did it so well. There we are. That's the 2014 York Maze. We're now going to head for the exit, get some refreshments. So you're going to be off for the Abbey Bells setup, and we'll continue ever onwards.
Definitely.